There's been a paradox of sorts in the job market lately. Few new jobs are being created, but the unemployment rate has fallen. The Labor Department attributes this contradiction to a drop in the labor force participation. Many job seekers have grown so discouraged by the tight job market that they've stopped looking for work. That makes the unemployment rate go down. Government statistics also suggest that most of those leaving the workforce are aged 16 to 24. Some economists warn that the loss of good jobs for young people spells trouble for the economy. NPR's Jim Zarroli reports.
Can you make me a coffee there?
It's a little before lunchtime at the Connecticut Labor Department in the city of Waterbury, and the waiting room is filled with job seekers. Bob Kawada settles into his tiny cubicle and gets ready for his next appointment. Kawada runs a program to help young people find jobs. Today he's meeting with a 19-year-old named Marcus. Marcus has been looking for work for 2 years, and he's getting pretty discouraged.
I'll put an application, they'll try to cross my bet like a couple weeks later, and they'll be like, oh, we're not hiring right now and stuff. We're not hiring. I don't know, I feel like I'm not doing anything in my life. It just gets me mad. I try to do something, and it's like, I get shut down.
Marcus says he wants to work with computers. He likes video games. But with no job experience, his options are limited. Kawada tries to interest him in a job training program. For instance, Marcus can become a nurse's aide starting at $8.50 an hour.
Hours are very flexible, that type of thing. But again, it's in the health fields. You have to want to kind of do that type of stuff. You know, we've had
Marcus listens, his hands clasped tightly and his back pressed against Kawada's cubicle, almost as if he's trying to get away. He promises to look into a program. But Kawada says later there are no guarantees he'll follow through. Kawada says he sees a lot of young people like Marcus. They're people looking for a way into the job market and not sure how to find it.
There's this tremendous number of kids, that youth in particular, that have basically, so to speak, are just sort of fall off the face of the earth. They're just out there. No one really knows what's going on with them. They're hanging.
And it's the same way throughout the country. The number of young people in the nation's labor force has fallen sharply over the past few years. Paul Harrington of the Center for Labor Market Studies at Northeastern University says the number of young people with jobs is at its lowest level since 1948.
When we go through the data, what we actually find is the proportion of people over the age of 50 who are employed has actually gone up during the last 3 years. That almost all the burden that's been borne in terms of this job loss in the United States has been concentrated among people under the age of 25.
Harrington says immigration is one reason for the decline. Immigrants increasingly take the retail and service jobs that once went to teenagers and young adults. But the tough labor market is also to blame. When work is scarce, young people have to compete for jobs with older, more experienced workers who've been downsized. That's especially true in Rust Belt cities such as Waterbury, which has the state's highest unemployment rate. Kathy Awad directs the state's Northwest Regional Workforce Investment Board.
Normally, kids can come out and find a summer job, something short-term, and at this point, the short-term jobs are being taken up by those that have lost their full-time jobs as a way to just continue to make do for their families. So there's a much greater degree of competition.
With few jobs available, many young people return to school or move in with their parents. 20-year-old Michelle Avalos dropped out of college in May 2001. She spent some time visiting relatives in Texas. When she started looking for work again, she couldn't find anything.
Like a lot of my friends, my age friends, were having trouble. They would look and they wouldn't be able to find anything. Like even going to McDonald's or, you know, fast food places is hard to find jobs now.
Avalos moved back in with her family, but she hated staying home every day.
My brain actually felt like it was going dormant. Like I couldn't do anything with my mind or anything like that. And it was kind of getting hectic, like really close quarters of my family, too close. And like my mother was like, you need to find a job, you know, very demanding on me to go out and look for a job.
Avalos eventually landed a part-time job at a daycare center in a nearby town. Jobs tend to be more plentiful in the suburbs outside Waterbury. Avalos has a car, and so transportation isn't a problem, though she says a lot of her friends aren't so lucky. Paul Harrington of Northeastern University says the difficulty young people are having finding jobs could leave them at a big disadvantage. He says work teaches young people habits and behavior they'll need later on.
The ability to communicate on a job, be respectful of other people that you're working with, show even basic things like showing up on time and knowing when to show up and when to shut up. so that when kids don't work, it's a little bit like not going to school. There's an element of their productive capacity, their abilities to be productive citizens in the future that's diminished by the fact that they're not working as youngsters.
Economists caution that the job market is nothing if not cyclical. If young people have been disproportionately hurt by the weak labor market, they'll be hired back once conditions improve. But unless that happens soon, many of the people who are graduating this year and entering the job market for the first time are likely to walk away disappointed. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.